Well, today is traditionally known as Refreshment Sunday, Laetare Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent. Sorry, the fourth Sunday in Lent. That distinction is important, and I'll mention it in a moment. In the Church of England, today is also Mothering Sunday. But I won't be talking about that tonight. But I did call my mum this afternoon, just so you know. This Sunday is one where, if you've not been taking the previous Sunday's opportunities to break your Lenten fast, you can do it today. Yes, you can always break your fast on a Sunday. That's why they're properly called the Sundays in Lent, not the Sundays of Lent. They don't count, because every Sunday is a day of resurrection. Anyway, if you've not done it today, before today, grab that candy bar, have a coffee, have a glass of something, whatever you've decided to give up. You completely have the church's permission to do so. Today is a Sunday of joy. Today is meant to be a break, a change of pace in the middle of Lent, an opportunity to celebrate in worship and prayer and relaxing and whatever, a kind of oasis of joy in the seriousness of this season. And so our scripture begins, "Woe is me, for I've become one like who, after the summer fruit has been gathered, after the vintage has been gleaned, finds no cluster to eat. There is no first ripe fig for which I hunger. The faithful have disappeared from the land, and there's no one left who is upright. They all lie in wait for blood as they hunt each other with nets." Well, obviously I've cherry-picked from today's readings to make a point. For if you were listening, as I know you were, you will have noticed a tone shift quite drastically in this book of Micah, as the prophet moves from the doom-laden opening via a declaration of hope for the future of Israel, and then a celebration of God's nature. "Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of your possession? God does not retain their anger forever, because God delights in showing clemency. God will again have compassion upon us and will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and unswerving loyalty to Abraham, as you have sworn to our ancestors from the days of old." And then, if we were to skip ahead to John's gospel that we heard from today, the promise that God loved the world, the cosmos in Greek, so much that he sent the Christ to bring all people to this way of love. And we will be brought back then to this day of refreshment, of lightness in the midst of the heaviness of this season. Which leads me to my point for this evening, a reminder. Our scriptures are not one thing. They do not speak in only one voice. They don't all say the same thing. Yet to hear some people speak, one might think that the whole Bible dropped from heaven as one big block of a unique genre called Bible. No, there is myth, poetry, history, kinda, humor, wisdom, proverbs, parables, visions, prophecy. It's all there, reflecting the many different experiences we all have in life, all pointing towards the divine being a part of every moment, every type of experience. God says our scriptures, shares our lives. And this is important. It's important because spirituality is not meant to be detached, not meant to be a separate thing from our everyday living. On the contrary, our spiritual life is there to sustain us and challenge us in our everyday living. Just as we have been reflecting daily on our website with random acts of spirituality, including delightful reflections on the divine nature, and wonderful reflections which include knitting sheep for the nativity, pictures of the emergence of spring, the beauty of dance was today's entry, to the wind of the spirit, and to remind us that rest is a spiritual practice, as is silence. Which reminds me of a webinar I was at a couple years back, when Cornel West said, A dear brother said to me, stay woke, brother. And I responded, I do not want to be woke. I want to be rested so I can do the work of justice with all my strength. Our scripture may not be univocal, and in different parts have different opinions as the community is working out the meaning of what it means to relate to the divine, to one another, to the earth. Our scriptures have themes which repeat themselves again and again. God's delight in human beings, love, care for the needy, welcome to the stranger, and a deep, deep commitment to justice. These commonalities within the text remind us that this journey, this dance of faith, is different for all of us, but there are shared values which call us and challenge us to live lives of compassion and action. Faith is not meant to be contained within churches, within walls, within scriptures, or within ourselves. We are called to engage with creation, with society, with one another, to engage in the work of justice and equity, to take action and to live faithfully. So on this Refreshment Sunday, may our faith be refreshed to face the challenges of our world, and there are plenty, and may we make a difference in partnership with the divine. Thanks be to God. Amen.